Highway 655 is the preferred location for a new multi-use recreation complex, with the price tags ranging from $249.6 million to $307 million, according to a presentation up for discussion at this week's Timmins Council meeting. Three reps from Sierra Planning and Management are slated to talk to members on Tuesday, May 28, about a proposed multi-use facility that could include two ice pads, a pool and more. In January, the company was given a $115,000 contract to create the conceptual design for the facility. The 74-page presentation at this week's meeting breaks down different parts of the project, costing and what other areas are doing. While it explores decommissioning some ice pads in town, it recommends keeping the McIntyre Community Building as a recreation asset. Whatever design council chooses, the consultant says the inclusion of a feature rink, with ample seating for larger events, is an opportunity not to be overlooked. A detailed site review is still ongoing. While three sites are in the running, the suggestion in the presentation is Highway 655 due to its central location. It notes, however, that there are geotechnical implications at the site and difficult sites require government partners to be successful. The other locations are on Government Road or at the Timmins Square. A modern facility would allow the city to host more events, from sporting events, concerts, theatrical shows, sports franchises, and more, reads the presentation. In developing the concept, the focus is a 2,500-seat rink. The cost in 2024 dollars is $249.6 million. That includes a 2,500-seat rink, a 500-seat rink, gymnasium building, full indoor aquatic center, lobby, public gathering spaces, site development and construction costs. A 4,000-seat arena with the same features and costs included has a price tag of $307.8 million. The report notes that the city cannot pay for the facility on its own and government grants are essential. Because of the Golden Manor redevelopment cost, the city's debt capacity for projects is currently $200 million. A new multi-use facility is the main recommendation in the Recreation Master Plan that was updated in 2023. This isn't the first time in recent history that a rec facility has been up for discussion at the council table. For the 2014 to 2018 council term, a new modern aquatics center and multi-use facility was a contentious topic, sparking multiple heated debates. In 2018, Council of the Day approved the engineering designs for a $48 million facility, which meant that the city would be ready if funding came up. A municipal election later that year saw a change in the mayor's seat and the project fell to the wayside. No decisions have been made on a potential new facility. The full presentation is available here. Timmins Council meets at 6 p.m. on May 28. Watch the meeting live online here.